What's the matter? Have you never opened the door to a rain-drenched woman with mascara tears? No, not doing great. Do you mind if I come in? I promise not to drip an entire ocean on your floors. Maybe a great lake at worst. Thanks. Whoop, slippery when wet. Thanks for the catch, though. Well, I'm getting a divorce, I guess. Never had one before, but I've heard they're pretty popular. Thanks, but it's probably for the best. I married him because I thought he was mature and responsible and caring, and that just wasn't the case. I don't think either of us has been happy for a long time, and it's just been getting worse and worse the last few months. Tonight I just couldn't take it anymore, and since the car and apartment are technically in his name still, well, here I am. No, it's not your responsibility. I'm the one who should have spoken up earlier. You were just trying to be supportive because you thought I was happy. In theory, I'd much prefer that to someone meddling in my relationships because they think they know what's best for me. There's nothing to forgive, honestly. Though, well, if you're so intent on atoning for your imaginary crime, I didn't just walk here in the pouring rain in the middle of the night to talk about my fucked up life. Because, well, I really need a place to stay for a few nights. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pull it out on you, but you're the only person I trust who lives anywhere near me, and... Really? Thanks so much. You have no idea how much this means to me. Would you mind if I take a hot shower and get my bearings before we talk more? Thanks. I'll be back down in a little bit. Hey, I hope you don't mind, but this robe accosted me and will not let me wear anything else. So if I die now, tell no one to mourn, as this is how I've always wanted to go. As for funeral arrangements, the robe shall suffice. Holy shit, really? Damn, well, it was worth every penny. I'm better, I guess. I don't know. I think I'm all cried out for now, which sounds more depressing than I actually feel. I'm just kind of blank, empty. No, like I said, it's nowhere near as sad as it sounds. Right now, I just want an escape, so what do you say? Netflix and wallow? It doesn't matter too much. Something fun and familiar, I'm sure I'll like whatever you pick. I'll nuke some popcorn and grab drinks. Princess Bride, yes, certainly fits the parameters. But I'll hold you responsible for any fountains of tears that it brings. No, bad, my popcorn. Oh, fine. But this bowl isn't leaving my lap. So we're going to have to get a bit cozy. Pooh, shut up, savage. Just let them kiss. I could listen to her talk about his eyes over and over until I fell asleep. You have hazel eyes, and they're changing colours as your pupils dilate. Shit, I'm sorry, did I read that wrong? What? No, no, you're not taking advantage of me. Please, I didn't just come here because you were close. I came here because I trust you. I know you would never do anything to hurt me. And you protesting in favour of my well-being over the obvious bulge now pushing up from your pants is evidence of that. But I want you right now. And I will tie you down if that's what it takes to ease your conscience. And you know, maybe I can tie you down later regardless. Now, would you please do me the honour of allowing me to straddle you and stick my tongue down your throat? You're a great kisser. No fair. I didn't say you could roll us over. Oh, but if you're going to kiss down my neck like that, I'll allow it. Wait. Okay. No, it's not that. I'm just not sure I'm ready to disrobe quite yet. Maybe we could... Or you can just stick your head right under. Yes. Yeah, just like that. I'm glad I didn't put anything else on. Do you think maybe you could stick a finger or... yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like that. Yeah, keep going. You're doing great. I didn't mean to squeeze your head like that, but it's a... It's been a long time since anyone ate me out or made me come. God, especially like that. Do you happen to have a condom or possibly a handful? All right, upstairs we go. Should I be questioning why you have candles in here, or is that looking a gift horse in the mouth? No, I mean, I like it. I want them. Yeah, come here. You know, I'm okay. I just got a little cold when the robe dropped. You're just going to have to warm me up. That's all. Lie down. I don't think you'll be needing these pants anymore. Hello there. You look like you're all ready to play. Get your shirt off while I help your friend get suited up. Hold on. I want to ride you first. Okay. Look me in the eyes. I want to watch you while I sink down onto your dick. Your eyes change color again. There you go, rolling us again without permission. You're a naughty boy, aren't you? Just keep being gentle. Yes. So good. Yeah, I'm getting close too. Just keep going. Just like that. Of course, do you want me to wrap my legs around you? Loose or tight? As you wish. God. Yeah. Look me in the eyes when we come. Thank you for everything tonight. Being with you is exactly what I needed. I think I... No, I'm going to stop talking. I've always really liked you, and this was great, but I don't want to blurt out anything stupid. I just hope you know that. You're not a rebound. I don't think I should go anywhere near a relationship right now, but... I'm not just going to cast you aside. You didn't take advantage, believe me. I don't regret a second of it. I just don't want to rush into anything and risk hurting you. You're so special to me. So, let's just say it was sex. We had fun, and it's over now. And we're adults. We don't need to make anything more of it right now. All right, I need another shower.
Are you coming or what?